I'm Steve Boyd from Walking the Walking Dead, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. You can check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
The Gunna Geek Network presents the latest installment of All Things Good and Nerdy, with your hosts, Naki.
Internet is really, really great. Forborn.
Anthony.
No pants, all bacon and dick butts.
And Chris.
So I'm going to say this as nice as I can. You go to hell, sir. You go to hell and you die.
They're here each week to talk about the latest in nerd news. And sometimes they bring a special guest host along, too.
As Magneto once said, ha ha ha, welcome to die.
I want to cut you all. I'm just going to cut you all.
Meat candy. Woohoo!
You have boobs.
So kick your feet up and relax as you take in the latest crazy episode of All Things Good and Nerdy.
We have very strong thoughts about pizza. But no, I'm serious. Like,
no pineapple.
No,
well, there has to be pineapple. It's good.
No, pineapple will kill me.
I know, that's why it's good.
The dude from Incredibles saying no pizza, saying no pineapple!
No.
See, the pizza that I had yesterday was a very traditional, like, wood fire pizza, and it had the three types of cheeses, the mozzarella, the parmesan, and the grana, from whatever, it's like Romano, but not salty, and with spinach, and then there was an egg in the middle. And when the lady brought the pizza, she's like, you have to cut it a certain way. I'm like, why? They wouldn't let me add anything to the pizza because I wanted to add sausage because I like sausage. They're like, you can't add sausage. Oh, well, I'm talking to a robot penis. I obviously like sausage.
It's true. So am I.
There you go.
Only mine's not as obscene.
Robot penis.
For anyone who's watching the video podcast, Naki's all up on that mic right now.
You can probably hear it.
Yeah, you were clipping just slightly with that, but it's okay.
But so yes, we have decided it is not unanimously, but Anthony and I vote no pineapple on pizza, mostly because it'll kill me. But Anthony just doesn't like pineapple on pizza.
I'm telling you, Canadian bacon and pineapple
on warm pizza.
It's not cold; it gets cooked with the pizza.
And it shouldn't be cooked with pizza.
I mean, it's the same as cooking like a ham with pineapple and stuff in it. When you do like a Hawaiian-esque ham, we're using pineapple when you cook it. It's awesome.
I'm not going to eat that
People
either.
Do that? I'd die.
Gross.
Well, it's not because you're going to die that they do it. They do it because it tastes good.
They do it to kill Naki.
They're just like, you know what would be really funny? If we killed Naki. let's put pineapple in everything and not tell her.
I've never heard of somebody having a pineapple allergy.
I developed it, like, really late. Like, I think it was, like, it had to be about 5 years ago. And I was eating pineapple at my desk at work, and my tongue started to get really swollen. I was like, what is happening? And, like, and then, like, and that was it. Like, I could deal with the tongue swelling, but then it started to, like, close the esophagus and everything. I'm like, huh, all right, well, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, that would be problematic.
Yeah. Apparently you're supposed to breathe.
I'm told it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it very often.
You should consider doing it.
I will consider it, maybe. I'm kind of lazy. It sounds like there'd be some work involved in trying to do it.
But you know what's awesome is that you do it automatically and you don't even realize that you're doing it. Someone punch him in the head. Do it. Someone. Where's Hannah?
Sorry. I don't know why I did that. But back to pizza talk. So if I can't have pineapple on my pizza, what am I allowed to have?
Okay. The combination that I used to get all the time when I worked in a kitchen was extra cheese with sausage and Canadian bacon.
So how would this be allowed? Extra cheese, pepperoni, sausage, and mushrooms.
I'd agree to it.
Of course.
I'd eat it.
That's my second
favorite. I love sausage mushroom. A sausage mushroom pizza is a great pizza. Extra pepperoni, nothing wrong with that.
We used to do sausage, mushroom, onion, and green pepper.
Man, there's a pizza joint here. I wanted to pull up their menu real quick because I wanted to share one of the pizzas they have just to get you guys' opinions on it once I can find the damn menu. It's all pepperoni. Everything on this pizza is pepperoni. There's like six different types of pepperoni, but I can't get the damn menu to load.
Okay, I'm already sold.
I mean, it's meat on a pizza. Yeah, you can't really go wrong. Yeah.
Sold. All good.
As a carnivore, I approve of all meats.
See, there it is a local place. This place is like 5 minutes away from my house, so it's dangerous because they have good food. They have their name is Pepperoni, so excuse the frat douchey kind of name, but it's called that because it's two brothers nice. That own it. It's two brothers that own the store, so that's why they did it. But this pizza is regular pepperoni, deli-style pepperoni, margarita pepperoni, and then deep-fried pepperoni.
Deep-fried pepperoni is fucking delicious.
I'm telling you.
I've never had such a creature, but now I want to consume it.
It is the greasiest, most delicious thing ever.
It's a little too greasy if you overdo it, though. That's the thing. If you overcook the pepperoni, you're just like, oh, it's just like a grease bomb exploded.
In my mouth.
I was trying not to say the in my mouth part just because of the mouth. Context. Oh, dear Lord.
So before Chris started stealth recording us, we were talking about this place over here that I don't know if they still exist because I haven't seen them in a long time, but there was this one place called Jets, and they did a BLT pizza that had your regular pizza beginning of just like the sauce and the crust, but then they put on lettuce, tomatoes, bacon, and then a layer of mayonnaise.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Mayonnaise is disgusting, period.
Oh, and then they put cheese on it, too. But it was still just, like, a super weird pizza that I remember eating one time being like...
Now I remember. There's a place up in the mountains in Colorado, west of Denver. It's an old, like, log cabin, little tiny old place in Georgetown that's been built out into a much larger building. But they have, like, their original stove from the 1800s. It's a pizza place called Bojo's. They do a 5-pound barbecue pizza.
Sounds absolutely delicious.
Each pizza uses an entire bottle of barbecue. And it's like basically a deep dish pizza where the deep dish part is basically just to fill it up with a soup made out of meat and sauce. It is delicious, but you have to like eat it with a spoon. It's so
good. As someone from Chicago, I obviously am going to endorse this because, you know, deep dish pizza all the way.
Yeah, Bojo's in Colorado. That place is spectacular. As well as ones where people draw on the napkins and they put the artwork up on the walls. And like it's, you know, an old wood building where all just the walls are covered in nailed up napkins with artwork from like 100 years. Freaking spectacular place.
As my sister is currently in Colorado, I am now texting her this pizza.
So this is the same pizza joint that I was telling you guys about. They have the Mothership Calzone, as they call it. If you can eat the entire thing, you get it for free.
Dear God.
And there is a medium
pizza. If you eat the entire thing, you could die.
There's a medium pizza inside that calzone. For those that can't see it, it's basically a large-sized pizza that is a calzone. So we're talking like 16-inch pizza. They've made a calzone that is not folded in half either. It is completely round. So literally, it's like they've taken two pizzas on top of each other. And then they've put another pizza inside.
Wrapped more topic. Dough around it, yeah.
Wow. Anthony, what was the name of that pizza place again?
I believe it's called Bojo's. B-O-J-O. If I remember correctly, it's in Georgetown, which is a little like logging and mining town up in the mountains near, I think, Aspen? I haven't been there for a while, but like high school, so... But I think it was called Bojo's.
So I just
remember the food was fucking
I've seen a
epic.
Listing of why pizza is the greatest thing ever, and we can touch this before we go on to the show. It's because pizza will not leave you, it will not call you stupid, it will not reject you, it will not betray you, and it will not smite you. These are all the reasons why pizza is awesome.
That Mothership Calzone might smite your ass. Like, it looks like it could lay the smack down.
It could hurt.
Their name before Brony became a term synonymous with male My Little Pony fans.
I have now texted my sister, who is at a wedding, and the wedding was last night, so she's actually probably just very hungover, in Denver. And she's with her boyfriend, who pretty much eats anything if it involves meat. So,
yeah, so guys, here, nice. That triple pepperoni pizza I was telling you about, here it is.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of pepperoni.
Let's be real. It's a lot of pepperoni.
Oh, that looks delicious.
I'm telling you guys, it's a good pizza. I've had it, and these guys are like 5 minutes from my house.
That sounds like it would be terrible for my waistline.
Yeah.
But awesome nonetheless.
I only get it when I've got company coming over. That's the rule. I won't buy the pizza otherwise because I know I'd get it too often.
Okay, so everybody, let's all make a road trip to West Virginia and bother Chris.
Yeah. And that's been Pizza Talk on the All Things Good and Nerdy podcast.
We have got serious opinions on pizza, guys.
Serious.
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 It's in Colorado Springs. It's B-A-U-J-O-S. Bojo's.
B-A-U. Oops.
Yeah, I spelled it wrong. Apparently there's three of them now.
Serious pizza opinions, guys.
Serious pizza opinions. If you're going to eat pizza, you got to eat it seriously. And if you're going for traditional Italian pizza, how this whole started, the spinaci uovo is the one that I had, and it's super delicious.
Yeah.
Is it like a fried egg on it, like scrambled eggs?
It's fried egg. So they like...
I like fried eggs.
It's cracked in the middle of the egg, and then it's wood fire grilled. It's super good. I like weird things. When I go out to eat, I like to try new things. And that was my new thing of last night. No,
I like to try new foods, but yeah, I only eat scrambled eggs. I can't stand yolk. I think yolk is disgusting when it's runny.
See, the yolk is kind of like a sauce. You soak it up. Have you ever had a burger with a fried egg
on it? Exactly. A burger with a fried egg is great.
It's delicious.
No.
It is. No.
No.
No. Anthony, you got to get past your weirdness, and you got to try it. It's seriously, it's delicious.
Of course, it's kind of a cop-out.
I'm full of weirdness.
It's kind of a cop-out for some folks, because they're like, how am I going to make my food even better? I'll just put a fried egg on it. You're like, not everything needs a fried egg, dude. Like, if you've ever watched any of those competitive cooking shows, it's just like, oh, fried egg. I'm like, why? It doesn't make sense here.
I mean, like, on the pizza it was really good. On a burger it's really good, especially if your burger has, like, bacon and cheese on it, and they just call it, like... There was one place, I don't think they do it anymore, but it was called, I don't remember what the place was called. It was called a 2 a.m. burger, and it was a big meat patty. I think it was, like, a half-pound burger patty with bacon, cheese, hash browns, and then the egg on top. And it was so good. It was so good. This is why I'm also, like, fat, by the way. So.
Yeah, we've been talking about pizza for 12 minutes now, guys. We probably need to do the real show.
Well, now we went to burgers. Yeah. Come on.
This is not All Things Good and Foodie.
It could be. It really could be.
Welcome to Fat Food Nation.
I like it. FFN.
Yeah, so welcome to HGN, where we explain why nerds are oversized and in many ways other Americans are eating themselves to death.
I also work out. I work out, too. But I've got serious thoughts on food, guys. Like, I got my first certificate in college was culinary arts. Like, I've got serious food thoughts.
Serious
food thoughts. Don't include pineapple.
We'll be back with you next week with the new Geek Food Podcast.
Yes. I wish I had time. I would totally do a Geek Food Podcast.
Well, the idea is not going anywhere, so just bring it back later when there is time.
When I'm not in college anymore?
Yeah. So you got, what, like 7 years, 8 years?
I've got like 8 years ahead. It's cool. It's cool. I'm sure the podcasting bubble won't be popped by that point.
Yeah, you never know. You just do it for fun. I don't do it for money. None of us do. But if you want to pay us, feel free.
I was going to say, is Chris making money off this?
I wish. Chris is not paying sharing. Money. Chris is paying money to do this habit.
Yeah, I paid money. I no longer. The only problem with me not being in my bedroom anymore and podcasting from my bed is I no longer have the ATGN logo like right behind me.
Yeah, I don't either. I just have nerd swag. But we'll take this chance.
I got a vampire plant.
Yeah. Welcome everyone to episode 150 of the All Things Good and Nerdy / All Things Good and Foodie podcast, recorded live on Sunday, March 15th, 2015, the day after Pi Day, to bring everything back to food.
Yeah, Pie Day. Indeed. And if you didn't get your Whole Foods pie yesterday, you totally missed out on a really good apple pie for $3.14.
I don't have Whole Foods. It's very disappointing. The closest one's like 2.5 hours away.
Dear God. I have one, like, I've got, like, I can think of three in the 10-mile radius of my house.
I would kill for a Whole Foods. It'd be awesome.
You know, in
not
a way...
Not literally kill, but...
In a way, it's not so awesome because it's expensive, and I kind of want to give them all my money, and I tend to.
But I don't mind paying a little bit for better stuff sometimes.
That's true. I get a whole lot of soy nut butter from them because I have peanut butter where I work, so I have soy nut butter.
I like to cook and things like that, so I don't mind spending a little bit more for better product. That's my new hobby that I've gotten into in the last couple of years. I bought one of those, like the subscription plans they have, what was it, HelloFresh, I think it was, where they send me a box of ingredients and taught me some different things to make I hadn't done. And now I just come up with stuff on my own, and it's fun.
Did you like HelloFresh? Because I got a coupon for them for like $40.
I really did like HelloFresh, and the one time I had a problem with them, I sent them a message, and the very next day they got back to me like, hey, we're really sorry that happened. Here, take 50% off the next box and things like that. Because they double back, everything comes in bags, and they're all labeled, so I got three meals. They double-bagged one meal and not the other. So I got two of the same meals and then a different one. So I was just like, it's not a problem. I just said, I wanted to let you know because something went on. Like, oh, we're terribly sorry to hear about that. Here, take 50% off the next box. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. I loved
that
it.
That is kind of awesome.
I still have it. I get the box about every 2 to 3 months now when I see something good that they're doing on there just because I'm curious. But I've stayed signed up mostly so I can take some of their recipes and keep using them.
The recipe, like, I've looked at their recipes. They have good recipes on there. I just, I can't afford it.
And they're not super difficult. That's the nice thing.
But also the fact that I like to cook. I don't have time to cook. So I tend to eat a lot of things like pita sandwiches and things like that. So I like things that I can prep beforehand. And that looks, they had some stuff that I could pre-prep. And
yeah. I don't know. I've been a big fan of it. I like to cook. I don't like to bake very much. I'm not much of a baker yet. I can do it, but I'm not great.
Baking involves a lot of chemistry, but once you figure out like your basic chemist like rules of it, it's super, like, I think it's a lot of fun just because I like to make things that taste better. Like, I'll buy a box, like just like a regular box cake mix, and I'll just make it better because I'm like, I'm lazy, but here's something that I can use as a base.
I can do that, like follow family recipes and stuff for some stuff that like my grandparents created and stuff like that, but making my own stuff, like creating my own recipe, I just can't do that one yet.
The best way to do that, I believe, and this is the way that I've always done it, is just trial and error. You know, hey, this tastes good. What did I do differently than last time? And then you just kind of like make notation. Or if you're like my family and not write anything down and hope for the best every time that you do it.
Sometimes those are the best creations when you just have a bunch of stuff and you throw it all together. Like some of the best chili I've ever made in my life, I can't recreate because I don't know exactly what I did. I was like, well, I got some of this and some of that. And it was like just a combination of stuff. And I was like, holy crap, it was really good. How did I do this?
Damn it.
I know.
I don't really like cooking that much, but I enjoy baking. Because I'll pull out a recipe, follow it step by step, and you get the exact same cookies every time.
See, I've done that. I've done that, where I've written down everything that I did, and I still get different cookies every time. My chocolate chip cookies, like, everybody always raves about them. I can't tell you how I make it. I'm just kind of like, taste. This tastes good, but it would taste better if I did this. Or if I did this. And then, like, I don't remember how I did it. I'm like, fuck. I should really learn to write shit down better.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem I have. I don't know. Maybe we should. Let's get into the news of the week instead of the baking and the cooking of the week. What do you guys say?
But food.
All right. But news.
We're a podcast who likes our food.
Nerdy food cast.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go into the news of the week then.
News team, assemble!
Live from the ATGN studios on the internet. It's the news of the week.
Who wants to go first this week? Do we want to go with the sad news, the rage news, or the meh news?
I've got sad news, so if you guys like want to go from there,
yeah,
so we can get
the sad
stuff.
Start with the sad news, and then we'll get the sad stuff out, and then we'll go up from there.
Yeah, we'll go sad, meh, and rage. How about that?
That sounds good. So, my news of the week is... What?
Am I meh or rage?
I figured you were rage.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Generally, that's my thought when we have news of the week. Like, Rage is going
to
be.
I heard enough to Rage, but I guess it's a little more than meh. Okay, sorry, Doc.
So my news of the week is really sad. Sir Terry Pratchett passed away. For those of you who don't know, he is a very famous sci-fi fantasy author. He wrote like 40, I think it was 40 books for this series called Discworld, which you don't actually have to read all 40 books. You can. There's a really nifty thing online right now that is like a chart of what are good places to start, you know, what series you want to go with. Right now, in honor of him, I have been reading the Wired Sisters, or the Witches series, which is my favorite series of the Discworld universe. But I can't find the link for it right now. But there is a Discworld like flowchart that is really good if you wanted to ever start reading it. He also wrote a book which is one of my all-time favorite books with Neil Gaiman called Good Omens, which is basically like
Good Omens?
An angel in a devil kind of like gamble on like when Satan will rise to power in the on Earth. And it's really funny. He's quirky. It's very quirky. It's very funny, but it's also very serious. And like the thing with Terry Pratchett is that he was very much a feminist, and like he was very much the book I'm reading right now is called Equal Rights, where a wizard gives his powers when he dies. He's supposed to be giving it to the eighth son of the eighth son type thing. Well, he accidentally gives it. He didn't know that this last son that was born was a girl. So it's about her like going like dealing with becoming a wizard and being the only female wizard in existence. And that's the first series in the Witches, I believe is what it's called. Series. Anyway, fantabulous writer. Totally recommend reading it if you've never read any of Terry Pratchett's work. He also writes a series for Death, which Death is a very interesting character that he uses as like a character and not like, you know, just this thing that looms over you. And he wrote, and the first series of that book is called Mort, and that one's one of my favorites as well. So,
I haven't read any of his books. I have a couple sitting on my shelf. I was like, I need to read these at some point. So, I haven't read anything, like I said, but at the same time, it was a shame to hear because I know so many people that love his work.
His work is really influential, especially on like modern day sci-fi and fantasy writers. Like a lot of people were affected by this.
Yeah, he's read almost everything Terry Pratchett's written.
I only got part of that, Anthony.
He's read almost everything.
Yeah. What was your favorite series of the Discworld series?
No,
my buddy Colin. That's my other podcast. He's read almost everything Terry Pratchett's written. He's a huge fan.
Yeah, he's really good. If you like that, he writes puns. He likes puns. So, you know, you're going to have to deal with that. But very, very quirky, very, very snarky satire, you know, sci-fi. And it's, to me, it was just really, really well done. And then, like I said, I'm reading Equal Rights right now, and I'm going through the whole Witches series. But there's, I wish I could find the link for the chart that I'm talking about, but... Of course, my computer is being a dummy, so...
A big dummy. So, I'll go into my news next, which for a lot of people is going to be kind of the meh news, but I was really excited, is that filming for the third Tron film is set to begin this fall in Vancouver. And I know there's a lot of people that had heartburn with the second Tron film. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. And the guy that directed it has only gone on to get better. So, some of those flaws are hopefully fixed. But, yeah, seriously... Tron 3 starts filming October 5th. I'm excited. I want to see what happens.
I liked Tron Uprising.
Tron Uprising. I told you it was awesome.
I watched it with you, doofus.
Did you? I couldn't remember if you watched it after me or not. Normally you don't watch these things with me, so I just assumed based off my faulty memory. The only news they had for returning cast members, they said Garrett Hedlund, who was Sam Flynn, is expected to return. Probably because he's still under contract, and I would assume that Cora would return, a.k.a. Olivia Wilde, because she played a big role, but they did not say one way or the other.
You're going to get me to watch the sequel. Is Olivia Wilde in a skin-tight outfit again?
Yeah, well, it helps. It was fun. The visuals were fun in that. There was good Daft Punk soundtrack. I liked it. I was a big fan of Tron Legacy. More so Tron Uprising, which I think made me like Tron Legacy more, to be fair. Mm. But still, really enjoyed it. That's my meh news. Let's go to Anthony.
It was, the thing is that if they go from Tron Uprising, then it'll be really good, but I doubt it.
So, going from the meh news, let's go to one Mr. Anthony Bachman for the Rage News of the Week.
All right, here we go. I'll pull up the screen share. We'll start the three not quite as big a deals, but so to begin with, we have Norm Ratman's new Two Tones of Red, Double the Lightning Bolts Flash, which, not bad, big yellow boots. I'm pretty sure it'll last maybe a month, two tops, and it'll be back in the old outfit.
I don't mind that Flash.
It's not a huge redesign. Yeah. It's not a huge redesign. It's kind of cool. The two tones are a little weird with, like, the arm. Just, I don't know, it's kind of a strange design. The extra lightning bolts, I think, is cool.
He's super muscly. He's, like, super muscly now.
He's the Flash. He has no body fat. The dude runs all day, every day.
I mean,
I know, but he's never been, like, that muscly, though.
He's like cardio.
He's never been that muscly, though.
It's just the artist.
It's just the artist that did it, yeah.
That costume design looks like a combination of Barry's costume from The Flash Now and Wally's costume from back in the past. And by The Flash Now, I mean the TV show.
Yeah, a little bit. And then, of course, I'm assuming because of Spider-Gwen and her hood being so popular, they decided now that Hal Jordan needs a hood. I don't know why.
It's so bad.
It just looks weird.
And he has a power glove, just like the old Nintendo.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and like, that looks like something out of Nintendo. KFC.
Yeah, for some odd reason, he's rocking a power glove. Yeah, apparently CBR is giving over their images to Popcorn Chicken. But yeah, for some odd reason, he's rocking a Green Lantern power glove. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's another costume that'll last, you know, a couple of months, and then they'll undo that.
I'm just saying, so if anybody has one of those old Nintendo power gloves and want to use it for cosplay, there you go.
So, looking at an article I see here, they explain the glove by saying that he's ditching the ring for a prototype Green Lantern gauntlet the Guardians of the Universe created before the rings. It was introduced in 2011's War of the Green Lanterns storyline. So, it's already existing, this glove, but it looks kind of like an Infinity Gauntlet kind of thing, too.
Did anybody else not read that entire War of the Green Lanterns thing because it was too long?
I didn't read much Green Lantern.
It was like 4 years.
I stopped after
years.
Blackest Night.
It's I stopped
after
so
Blackest
long.
Night. And then the third one here is we got Arrow, which basically just looks like he's wearing, you know, knee pads over pants. Kind of, I don't know, maybe a halfway point between the old school comic book and looking a little more Oliver Queen from the TV show. He's got the scruff like going on.
No, he has a mullet.
No pirate beard.
It's a mullet.
A little bit of a mullet. But yeah, none of those are like, I mean, they're not spectacular, but they're not hugely bad. The bad one is, of course, the two main characters. We got Superman and Wonder Woman. You know, Wonder Woman's got pants. Yay! That'll last a month.
I don't actually mind Wonder Woman's. Like, I thought Wonder Woman was pretty good.
Superboy's costume from the 90s. It's just a blue shirt instead of a black one. But this is what I loved was on CBR, they had their poll. 44% like Wonder Woman's costume but dislike Superman's. 7.5% like Superman but don't like Wonder Woman's. 15% like both. 33% hate both. It's like one-third of people that clicked on the poll are like, no, both of them suck. It's just, I don't know. I don't see the point of DC saying, oh, we need to fix things, do Convergence and wipe the universe again, and then new costumes. Because we all know a new costume for Superman is not going to last more than 6 months.
I don't mind Wonder Woman's, though. Like, it looks like it's a more updated version. Yes, it gives you pants, which is, you know, kind of nice. But I like the Wonder Woman one. She still looks like badass.
Okay, but the one you didn't touch on, Anthony?
I like the Wonder Woman other than the freaking Azrael blades. Why does she have Azrael swords and gauntlets?
We forgot one.
I don't get that part.
We forgot the back.
I'm still denying that that's real. That
he looks like the tick.
The bat tick, allegedly.
It's the bat bunny. I mean, Capullo said it's out there. Scott Snyder and Capullo both said it's Batman.
He looks like the tick.
No.
He's on the cover for Batgirl, even.
No, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn Pokemon.
It doesn't look like a Pokemon with the way the ears are.
Freaking Blue Beetle evolved to his third evolution as a Pokemon and somehow enveloped Bruce Wayne. That still does not make it Batman.
Go, Bat that Bunny!
Is not Batman. Goddamn
Bat, Bat Bunny, yeah, I Bat choose Bunny. You! Use
Pokey Bat
sadness.
Bunny.
Sadness! Bat Bunny uses sadness. It's super effective.
It depresses all the other Pokemon, and they all cry and give up.
All right. I mean, now, this whole costume redesign just reeks of change for change's sake. It doesn't reek of doing exactly. It for creative reasons.
Really, Clark's going to rock, you know, the jeans and the t-shirt again, which they just tried in, you know, the start of the new 52, where he was wearing, you know, a towel around his neck, and just, he looked like a homeless kid, and now it's just, you know, just jeans and a t-shirt, no towel, and yeah, it looks like he's trying to be Superboy from the 90s. It made sense when Superboy did it as a costume, because, I mean, Connor Kent isn't really a real person. I mean, he's a clone who never had a real life growing up, so he never was anything but a superhero. So the idea of him just rocking a t-shirt and jeans, it kind of worked for the Teen Titans. But yeah, Superman, the guy who has his Kryptonian costume, has his heritage, is now just going to wear a t-shirt. But apparently if he puts another t-shirt on and glasses, he's Clark Kent, and no one will notice.
Bear in mind, his Kryptonian armor just got destroyed in the comics, so they introduced a new costume for him. Literally, the last issue of Superman that came out this last month gave him a new costume. So they're going to change his costume again in 2 months.
Why did he even have armor in the first place? He's basically a god.
It was part of the new 52 coming in that his costume was ceremonial Kryptonian armor or something like that. It sort of worked what they were doing. I liked it. But the current costume is pretty much looks like the Kryptonian armor, only he has fingerless gloves now.
Yay.
That are built into the suit, because everyone loves fingerless gloves in 2015. I mean, what?
Only Invincible should be wearing fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
And Gambit.
Of course, Gambit
only
has
two fingers. Only the two fingers. That's just classic. I don't know, yeah, it just like you said, yeah, it's change for change's sake. It's like, hey, look what we're going to do for 3 to 6 months before we change it back.
Do we want to talk about something that we might all actually like?
I like things.
Did you guys see the new Daredevil trailer?
Yes.
Is not Vincent D'Onofrio completely awesome / creepy in that trailer?
I'm so looking forward to this show. I'm going to binge watch the shit out of it. And then I'm going to fail on my classes, but I'm basically going to binge watch the shit out of it.
I'm taking that Friday off from work so that I can get up at like 6 a.m. and just watch the entire show in one day.
I will not watch them all in one day. It'll probably be that weekend.
I will not get out of bed that Friday until I have finished watching Daredevil.
But what if you got to pee?
Well, that's what buckets
I'll get out
are
of bed
for.
And pee.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to wear diapers like astronauts?
Buckets. I mean, you guys got like an aimer thing. Like, I'd actually have to get.
I'll be in my bedroom with my TV. Man, my computer is apparently dying on me.
Or you've just got crap ton of stuff running in the background.
No, I turned everything off except the show notes in the chat room.
I don't know then.
I have to shut down everything. That's why I'm never in the chat room, and I'm sorry, Peanut Gallery, because I would love to be in the chat room with
there's
you.
There's no one in the chat room today.
Hooray!
Draftsman's still there.
Yeah, my chat room shows you, me, and SP, so I'm not sure what's going on in my chat room then.
You're not in the chat room.
Did I lose everybody or just Anthony?
I lost Anthony. I don't know what's going on.
I'm cutting in and out.
Anthony, fix your internet.
Oh.
Need a baby or something.
Wow. Yeah, for some reason my chat room wasn't refreshing, so I am completely apologetic to everyone who's been in the chat room because I've missed all the comments.
Anthony, sacrifice a baby to the internet gods. Go do it.
Wow. Yeah, so I missed a ton of comments because Draftsman gone, man, did I tune into the pizza podcast?
Yes.
He did.
All things good in pizza.
Ooh, I like that. That should be our next episode. I'm sorry. I apologize for all of the comments I missed. I suck.
Well, play catch up now. Play catch up now. Tell us everything.
Well, we're kind of a little past that point.
Tell us everything.
I don't want to. Okay, so I'll bring up Draftsman's last comment about Gambit's gloves, then we'll move on. He goes, have you guys wondered, is the fingers that are missing in Gambit's gloves only so he can dip into a woman's honeypot?
Mm-hmm. Okay, the dude was with Rogue for how long? Like, come on. You can't blame him.
Dude needed some action, man. He was with Rogue for how long and couldn't get none?
No, I mean you put some... Just wear a condom. You'd be fine.
A full body condom. A full body one. Let's see. Let's go into some other news stories here. We talked about Daredevil trailer, how awesome that was. If anyone's got $22,000 or $21,000 they want to loan me, I would love it because you can buy this awesome thing, which I'll share on the screen share. It's the life-size Hulkbuster armor from Avengers Age of Ultron. So for $21,500, you too can have one.
And jump change.
It looks beautiful. It's only 9.8 feet tall.
I mean, that's actually
be in
like
my theater room when I get my lottery money.
Like, considering how tall that is and how much work would have to go in that, $21,500 isn't actually that bad.
It should ladder up for that, though.
For $21,000, it should can open up and allow you to crawl into it and watch movies inside the suit.
That'd be uncomfortable,
I mean,
though.
For $21,000, you can make a house payment. You know, put a down payment on a house. But I mean,
when I win the lottery, I'll buy it and I'll retrofit and make it to where it opens up and you can crawl in and watch movies inside.
I like this plan.
Can you just make it into a tiny house?
It'll basically be a tiny house.
You just need a pee escape.
No, if it's like Tony's suit, it just recycles your pee for you and filters it. Because remember, he did that in Iron Man 2.
That's true.
No.
It is true.
So, another Marvel news piece, I guess. It's been confirmed Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye is going to be in Captain America's Civil War, which is starting to look more and more like Avengers 2.5.
Yay! Oh, yeah.
Justice League 3. Like, it's just every fucking character being shoved into that one
because
movie.
Who all we know that's in there? Captain America, Black Widow, Falcon, Hawkeye.
Black Panther.
Presumably Spider-Man in the post-credits scene is what everyone figures. So that's six. Six. That's insane.
Yeah, cool.
So,
and Tony Stark. How'd I miss that?
Yeah, and Iron Man, yeah.
But... Well,
did your brain crap out?
Well, no, like, I'm trying to think, are they going to kill Steve Rogers?
That's what a lot of people think, is they're going to kill him eventually so that Bucky will become Cap. Oh, yeah, and Winter Soldier's going to be in it, too. I think I didn't say that.
So
Winter Soldier has to be.
Yeah, so there's a crap ton of people in there, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but holy crap.
I'm just wondering if they're actually going to kill off Steve Rogers.
That's the rumor, because supposedly his contract's coming up.
Yeah.
After as well as Winter Soldier did, I don't think they can kill him off.
Or they could and shock everybody.
But you gotta remember, spoiler
for the storyline.
Yeah, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't read the Civil War comics, but they're almost 10 years old, so really it's not much of a spoiler. Captain America dies at the end of Civil War.
Kinda.
That's when Winter Soldier takes over as Captain America.
That's when
America,
Winter
right?
Soldier takes over as post-Civil War. He's Captain America.
Because I know Falcon at some point was Captain America.
He
right?
is right now.
He's Captain now. Because now Steve Rogers has had a superhero serum removed from his body. So now he's an 80-year-old man chilling at the Avengers Mansion just talking shit to
Yay.
Kids. Which is awesome because they had him in a couple issues of Nova.
Get off my lawn!
He gave Nova his the new kid Sam Alexander Nova. He gave him his Avengers card because Nova fought the Hulk, and old man Caps told him once you fight the Hulk, you're an Avenger.
Nice.
It's true. It's like initiation.
Well, as long as you live, as long as you live,
you gotta live through it.
Yep.
That's a tough thing. Let's see what other news did I have. Sorry, I'm all discombobulated because I effed up.
Here's rando news. Frozen 2 was announced. Is anybody surprised?
Let it go. Let it go.
I'm a little
I want Chris to be Elsa.
But not surprised.
No,
we need to start petitioning Disney right now for Chris to be Elsa.
Because I have never seen it, I'll be honest. So didn't care. The best thing I've seen about it is on YouTube last night, and someone did a parody video with Jean-Luc Picard that was Make It So, and I loved it.
Nice.
Somebody did a video that somebody shared with me on Facebook called Tinderella, and it's not safe for me to put on here, but I would recommend Googling it.
Speaking of things that aren't necessarily safe, the upcoming Luke Cage show is supposed to be geared towards adult audiences, according to...
I'm an adult audience, apparently.
According to Mike Coulter, he said it's geared towards an adult audience, which is something that will be different from the Marvel Cinematic Universe that you've never seen before. So it sounds like the Netflix path, they're going much, much darker for things, because they've said the same thing about Daredevil, and the early trailers of it make it look like it's going to be fairly dark. So I'm also...
I don't think Cage is going to be darker more than to be adult in like street level crime. Gritty, it's just going to be actual realistic.
That could be it too. I mean, it's not going to be the superhero stuff you see in the movies where it's bright and shiny and flashy, and it's going to be street level where terrible crap happens.
Yeah, no, I think Cage is going to be...
The Terminators have taken over Anthony Bachman.
I know, right? I'm going to have to actually edit this episode.
I'm sure that Anthony said something intelligent and really good, but the Terminators took over. Skynet has won.
Skynet doesn't want us to talk about Luke Cage. It factors into its plans somehow in the future, it would seem. That's my understanding.
Fuck you, Skynet!
Uh-oh. Now we're all dead.
Now we're all going to die.
Thanks,
every
Anthony.
Single one of us. So I do have some clever cosplay stuff for us, but I wanted to bring up one more story. Maybe two. We'll see. Marvel has announced some comics tying into the Star Wars The Force Awakens series. They, in fact, put an ad out that is the journey to Star Wars The Force Awakens with all new series starting in September. So starting in September, we get comics, specifically one called Shattered Empire, that picks up where Jedi leaves off and shows us how we get to where we are in the movies. I'm excited.
You're a Shattered Empire.
I'm a Shattered Empire. Nice. That being said, the Star Wars comics right now have been really good that Marvel's put out. I haven't read the Darth Vader one yet, but I've read the first two of the Star Wars, and I've read number one of Princess Leia, and I enjoyed them.
I'm coffee crashing. This has just hit. I must drink more coffee.
She's coffee crashing, guys. We're all going to die. So, Star Wars Shattered Empire coming in September. I think it's going to be awesome. And let me toss one more news thing in there, because why the hell not? Let's go to some Kevin Smith news, because I enjoy Kevin Smith stuff. They're going to start shooting Clerks 3 in May. And then according to Kevin Smith on Twitter, sometime after that, he smells a rat. So everyone's thinking they're going to do a sequel to Mallrats.
I'd be just fine with a Mallrats sequel.
I would too. I like Mallrats. There's a lot of people that hate it.
Okay, guys, this is why I'm never on camera. I can't deal with my hair, and it's seriously like flying into my face. I don't know how there's no wind in here.
It's because I created wind. Wind with my mutant powers.
God damn it, Chris.
Is what I do. I'm here to F up your world.
Yep. Chris is Windbreaker. That's his mutant name.
Oh, jeez. That's a great name, right?
Chris, King of the Bacon, Windbreaker for all.
I like bacon.
There you go.
I mean, who doesn't like bacon? Yeah, but so, Mallrats 2, it's interesting, but at the same time, Jason Lee's, what, 45, 46, something like that? You're going to have an old Brody cruising the mall. I'm not sure if that's cool or not.
Yeah, an old Brody living in his mom's basement playing Sega.
I'm okay with it.
I'm hoping the movie starts the exact same way. His girlfriend's in the bathroom and he's playing Genesis.
Speaking of bathroom, I have to pee, so can we do cocky cosplay or whatever we're calling
it? Clever cosplay.
Whatever.
I missed a couple comments in the chat room because for some reason my chat client is working really weirdly, but Dryson brings up a good point. He goes, we lost Bachman. He's been assimilated by Skynet. So if you become part of Skynet, can you then control it?
And can you not kill us? That would be preferred.
But yeah, not killing us would also be good.
I'll try.
So, we like to play games on here occasionally. We hadn't done them in a while until we brought them back. But one we like to play is one I sort of hijacked from our friends at the Fanboy Buzz. But it's okay, because that podcast is gone now, and we're carrying on their mission, the spirit of their mission, in our hearts. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. So we play this game called Clever Cosplay, where we try to find some of the lesser cosplayers on the internet. I guess that might be the fairest way of putting it. And we will describe them to you, our audience, and then I'm going to require everyone say at least one nice thing about it, and then you can go off on it. Because we have to be positive before we're negative. Does that sound fair?
Robot penis. Yes.
It's so hard sometimes.
With the robot penis, or...
I'm going with the robot penis. It's always hard.
The robot penis and saying something nice. Both hard.
So we're gonna play some clever cosplay now, and we're going to start with this first one here. It's for all of you Futurama fans. I'm going to ask Naki to describe it and then tell us one nice thing before you destroy it.
Dear God, it's a body condom.
So do you know which character this is?
Well, my guess is that this is supposed to be Why Not Zoidberg? So Why Not Zoidberg be incredibly body condomed, and how can you see?
I don't know.
It looks like he put cut a safety cone in half and used them as the claws, and then.
I think those are red Solo cups.
Are those red Solo cups?
It looks like red Solo cups that are his claws. He did put tentacles on his face, so my positive is he did a creative way of doing tentacles. It looks like that he used gloves of some kind.
I enjoy the fact that he looks like a walking penis.
My positive is that's a nice clean white shirt he's wearing.
You see a lot of giant penises that are orange, Naki?
I will not discuss my private life on the internet.
You guys like Cheetos in the bedroom, I take it.
Naki's a like fan Cheetos. Of the orange.
I don't know, I got nothing that was inappropriate. I guess my other nice thing is he's drinking. Other than that, I'm like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah,
I'm concerned for his eyeballs. Like, I feel like that swim cap or whatever he used on his head, is pulling back his eyeballs so far that he can't actually see.
I don't think seeing matters. He looks a little drunk to me.
This is one of those ones where it doesn't look like this person put this costume on by choice. It looks like their friends held them down and dressed them.
That's true. And for anyone who's listening to the audio podcast and thinks we haven't described it well enough for them, go look at the show notes. We have links to all of the Clever Cosplay pictures in the show notes, so you can see that.
Because why not Zoidberg?
Why not Zoidberg? So, are you guys ready for our next image of awesomeness?
Maybe? You're a next image of awesomeness.
Not sure. Anthony, I'm going to let you describe this one, okay? Here is our next cosplay of the day.
All right.
I want to be best friends with
all
that
right.
Guy.
More bucket heads.
That's why I gave it to you.
Best friends forever with that guy.
Plant bucket Darth Vader in sweats. Dude's rocking a black hoodie, black sweatpants, some type of tarp.
It looks like he's got boots on too.
Okay, well, Chris is giving us a close-up of his penis. So.
No, if you look where my mouse cursor was, it was where the boots are. See? The mouse cursor's right there.
And Chris just likes penises.
Once again, the dude is straight rocking the bucket with the handle because he used the handle to hold up some type of plastic that he drew Vader's computer chess piece on. And then I love the fact that it's a black bucket with silver paint to draw in the lines of Darth Vader's face, or Darth Vader's helmet, but then he put a pair of Ray-Bans, on top of where the eye holes should be, so that you have a reflective surface.
I think that was creative.
Really like that part.
My thing I'll be nice on here is I like how if you look at the buttons on his chest piece, some of them are smiley faces, and I think that's kind of fun.
I like his bucket head. I thought I know Anthony is not a fan of the bucket head. I actually think this bucket head was pretty well done, and considering our KFC bucket head guy, that was interesting.
I think this was a pretty good last second cosplay someone threw together.
Purpose.
I think it's kind of witty, for lack of a better term. He knows it's bad, but he's making it fun bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best bad cosplay. But I like the fact that he used the bucket handle for a reason, unlike Magneto a couple shows ago where he just had a handle on his chest. This guy actually used the bucket handle as part of the costume. That's smart.
This must have been something with a Star Wars day somewhere or something like that, because if you look in the background, the banners there say, May the 4th be with you, with a clone trooper on them. So I'm not sure which one. And zooming in, it almost looks like he used a 3-ring binder for Vader's chest piece.
It kind of does look like that. I actually do like this.
Is that
one,
what that
you
is?
Know?
It looks like it. He drew eyebrows on too. I just noticed when I zoomed in.
I like this one.
I think he didn't even draw. Look at it closer. That's like medical tape.
It is tape. Yeah, it's like the tape you would use for taping yourself up after like football injuries or some crap like that.
That's much more impressive. Yeah, cause it's not just white ink. That's actual like lines of tape.
I mean, I assume he had to cut eye holes out behind those sunglasses. So the bucket can't go back to being a bucket very well, but it's still cool. Well done. Well done.
Well done, bucket man.
Like sit on his mantle somewhere now. He loves that bucket.
I hope he does. So I'm going to take this next
one
because it's my turn to describe cosplay. Here we have Mega Man and his dog Rush that I'd forgotten all about. So you've got a dog wearing looks like a red robe, which is, it works. It's close enough. And I do have to say what I love about Mega Man here is his blaster that's on his right arm. The guy has taken a 2-liter bottle and cut the bottom of it and shoved his arm in, which is a creative way of recreating that blaster. And it looks like his helmet. Well, I'm not even sure what he made that out of.
It's either paper mache or a diaper.
It looks like he put it over top.
It looks like a diaper.
A plastic kitchen bowl, though. Because if you look at the top of it, it contours in like the bottom of a bowl.
Yeah.
And he put the little...
It looks like a diaper over a bowl.
Yeah. Maybe it's painter's tape. I don't know.
The nice thing I will say is that he has the, like, and this is going to sound really weird, but he has the right blue colored shirt on.
That's true.
Like, I know that sounds like really weird, but it's actually a compliment, because I've seen, like, a bunch of Mega Men who, like, don't wear the right color blue, and you're kind of like, well, I know you're supposed to be, but... It's one of those things that bother me.
I'm a fan of this one. Let's see. What do I
still like
say?
Darth Vader more.
If but... I got to say something nice, I like his use of how he made his blaster on his arm. A 2-liter bottle with the bottom cut off, I think that's kind of witty.
I wish he would have painted it.
Yeah, he should have painted it, because it being green doesn't make sense. Again, this is another one of those ones I think it's someone put together a costume in 15 minutes.
Yeah. I think I kind of like the fact that it looks like he got the dog stoned before he put the hoodie on him.
Or the dog's just like, what the hell are you doing to me?
Don't, really you trust me, don't you trust me, human? Don't you trust me?
There's a ring on that dude's finger.
I did see that too.
Somebody married this human. Very strange.
to each their own, I suppose.
But he could just be laughing at himself too, and that is a big thing. Humor is a big thing.
So I have one last image for us, and let's have Naki describe this one. She's good with words.
Oh man!
I don't remember what it is. Oh, it's Thor.
I love him. I want to be this guy's best friend. Okay, so this Thor, I don't know if that's a garbage bag that's blue, but he taped like old compact discs. Like, I don't know if those are DVDs or CDs or what, but he has them taped to his chest. He seems to have lost one.
They're old AOL 5.0 CDs.
Nice. And then... I don't know what he used for his cape, but it looks like it could be another just different color trash bag, and he used that for his arm gauntlets, too. He's carrying around a tiny wooden sledgehammer, and it looks like he took, like, one of those pom-poms that you can buy at party stores for 50 cents and, like, cut off the bottom of it so, like, there's no, like, little sticky thing, and just put it on his head. Yeah. Handle, sticky thing, whatever. and just put that on his head as a yellow wig. I love it.
It might be a fake beard. I can't tell. Pom-pom could be possible, too.
Like, my thought was that that's a pom-pom.
I think that's probably the best point. I'm looking in the chat room. Draftsman goes, man, humans are strange. This is an amazing Thor, though.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed with a little wooden sledgehammer. Like, that's my favorite part of this. It's just like he's just holding this little wooden sledgehammer.
My favorite part
of this
one.
That's a meat tenderizer.
I think so too.
Is it a meat tenderizer?
It looks like it. My favorite thing on this one, and it's just because I'm a child of the 90s, is I remember seeing all the AOL CDs everywhere. Like, oh, take this CD so you can get AOL and get 1,000 minutes free or something like that. All I can think now is, so this is what's happened to all of those AOL 5.0 CDs. They're now costume pieces. I like it. It's another one of those ones. He is trying to be clever by how he did it. It's not that he goes out thinking this is great. He goes, hey, I can make a costume on the cheap, and it'll be funny, and people will laugh with it, not at it. I think
you can get from the smirk on his face.
Yeah.
Because he's definitely rocking a smirk.
These are the kind of ones I try to bring in for clever cosplay, because I don't want to make fun of people's cosplay choices, because more power to them for doing it. But a lot of people, I like to try to find the ones where they purposely go out with something just weird to screw with folks.
Yeah, I like this Thor. I like this Thor, and I like Buckethead Darth Vader. Like, yeah.
Both of those ones were good. I try and get two like that, and then two that might not be on that side. So if people want to get pissed at me. I could have done
without Walking Penis Zoidberg.
Walking Penis Zoidberg. So we've gone through the four cosplays we have, and so my question to you, my fellow co-hosts of ATGN and our chat room also, is which is your favorite, which is the best, and which one is the worst, and why? So, Naki, we're going to go to you first. Which one is your favorite? Which one's the best of the worst?
I think the best of the worst was the Buckethead Darth Vader.
Buckethead Darth Vader. Okay.
I really like him. I think that he fully embraced what he did. And just, like, he... and it's clever. Like, he's like, I want to be Darth Vader, but I don't want to spend a lot of money. And people think this is funny. And he's right. And he's got practicality in there because there's pockets. Like,
that's true. And evidently there's something in his hoodie pocket, the way it's saying.
His pocket's happy to see you.
Okay, then, Naki. So which one, in your mind, then, is the worst of our clever cosplays this week?
Walking Penis Zoidberg.
Walking Penis Zoidberg.
That one, like, I would seriously, if I encountered him in real life, I would have nightmares.
There you go. I zoomed it in for you, too.
For a good reason.
He's just staring at you now, Naki.
Mm.
So, Anthony, I'm going to kick it to you next. Which one, in your mind, is the best of these clever cosplays?
The best, indeed, is, Buckethead Darth Vader. That dude just rocks.
Yes, Buckethead Darth Vader. He's pretty cool.
The worst is Mega Man, because no one should ever dress up animals. Knock it off.
I like that reasoning.
I'm going to dress up Pup Dog in something.
No.
I'm going to give him Captain America costume.
Dogs already have coats. They don't need stupid human clothes.
Right. So
my dog has a weighted jacket.
That's to work him out.
He's a working dog.
So for
German Shepherd. He's already buff.
Yeah. For me, I was originally going to say Thor until Anthony brought to my attention that Buckethead Darth Vader's helmet is made of tape for all the lines and stuff. I just think that's super creative. And I liked it. So my vote switched to Buckethead Darth Vader for being the best, just because I like the practicality of the costume because it's easy, and that he put real work into it. I'm impressed. And if I have to pick the worst, God, I think I'm going to have to go Zoidberg just because it's so bleh. I mean, the dude's having fun. He's obviously hammered, it looks like. So
I'm just saying this. This is a record. Chris and I agreed on something.
It'll change next week.
Probably. Just a first, just saying. It's only been almost 150 episodes. It's a first.
It has been 150 episodes.
Oh, are we on 150 now?
This is 150 almost. So look into the chat room as we're wrapping up our clever cosplay segment. The draftsman has said, I love cosplay, but sometimes news media loves to interview them. Sometimes I think the segment producers must say, find the guy that is dressed like He-Man, not the muscled one. Find the one that made his loincloth out of his father's raincoat. This man will now speak for all convention attendees.
Yeah.
They do that on purpose.
They
get
the best looking low cosplayer they can find and put him on camera. It's kind of sad.
They do that on purpose because, they still want to pick on the nerds in the long run because they want to have something over us. So.
Yeah, the news media likes to point and laugh because they are the popular kids.
I want to be a popular kid. No, I don't.
No, you don't. They're boring.
Why would you want to do that?
Somebody must love me somewhere.
People love people sometimes.
I think Keith likes her. I'm not sure.
Yeah, one would think. He thinks Keith likes you.
Oh, I think so.
But don't forget, guys. According to episode 142, don't look at Keith's privates.
Please don't look at my boyfriend's privates.
Don't look at Keith's privates. So looking at the time now, it's time for us to start wrapping things up. And we're just going to follow with our typical tradition of how we wrap this show up. by sharing with you, our audience, both live and audio delayed, what we've been getting into nerdy, geeky-wise in the last week and what we're planning on getting into in the week coming up. And I'm going to toss to Naki, because ladies first.
Well, thank you. Since I wasn't here last week, I didn't get to share my news. I finally finished South Park Stick of Truth.
Woo-hoo! It's so much fun.
That was actually a lot of fun. I'm missing two Chin Pokemon, though, so I got to go find those.
Chin Pokemon!
Sorry,
I love that audio bit.
I know, it gets stuck in your head, too. And then on top of that, what do we do? I am reading Terry Pratchett's Equal Rights, like I said before. I also read Matthew Inman, also known as The Oatmeal. I read his Horrible Reasons Why I Run as motivation to try and get me to do more cardio, because I fucking hate cardio. It actually does work. It's a really interesting read. It's not very long, and if you want to, like, and he's very honest about it. He's like, it sucks. He's like, running is terrible when you first start out, but once you get past that, it's actually pretty nice, and it's good for, you know, meditation and that sort of thing. So I'm working on getting that motivation up and running that I need to start running.
Just has to be done.
I'm a big fan of weightlifting, which is not running. So
yes.
On top of that, I'm in school, so I do a lot of school things. I've been really active on Facebook lately because it's easy for me to access while I'm at school and not paying attention in class. More attention in class.
One thing I talked about before, I don't think it was on this show, is if I was going to school in the day when I had a smartphone, I would have failed out because I was bad enough just having my laptop and the school Wi-Fi. If I could have had a smartphone and not even been seen screwing off in class, I would have failed out. Because there were many classes, like my economics classes, when we spent three classes talking about the slope of a line, where I would literally just sit there and play on the internet.
I complained about this a little bit on my Facebook feed, and it turned into this whole huge thing, but I'm in a computer class right now hate with a fiery passion, because it's literally how to use Microsoft Word. And I can't test out of this class. And I've been sitting in this class going insane, and my teacher has no tech background. Like, all of the emails that I get are in all caps and in Comic Sans. And he doesn't know how to turn on the computers by using the bunker, and he thinks Internet Explorer is the only way to use the internet because Chrome and Firefox are liberal hippie junk, and it hurts. This class literally hurts me. I can't get out of this class. So usually when I'm bitching on social media, I'm in that classroom.
That's a good class to bitch in, though.
I can't test out.
You're boned, Naki. Absolutely boned here. So I'll go next, and I haven't been getting too crazy into things. I've been watching a little more Breaking Bad because I'm tired of these guys giving me hell about it. I've started trying to watch Archer again, and it really, when it hits, I really enjoy it, but I feel like sometimes they just try too hard.
Where are you at in the series?
Season one, about halfway through. It feels like they try too hard to me.
Season one was very much establishment, though, too, because, they didn't, Carol Sherrill didn't really have a character yet. She really gets her character in, season two, same with Pam. Those two characters are actually my favorite characters. Oh, and Krieger. I love Krieger. So, season five is where I started, kind of tapering off. I'm not a big fan of Archer Vice. But season six has gone back to being a spy agency.
I've seen some of season six because my girlfriend watches it, and I've enjoyed it. It's just, it feels, I very much don't like in shows when they try too hard to make me laugh at something ridiculous. I'm like, okay, I get it, but that's ridiculous, whatever. So maybe it's just me. I like the bits and pieces I've seen here and there. I just need to like it more, I guess. I don't know. I'm giving it a try, people, so you should be happy for me.
I love Archer.
I have also, the big thing I've been working on this weekend is I have been building Legos because I love Legos.
I have been following this.
I am currently building the Lego Shield Helicarrier, and I'm on page 184 of the 408-page manual. And if you're watching the live broadcast, you can see my current progress, which is I have built the hull of the Helicarrier, and I have built one of the turbine engines. And those turbine engines were a pain in the ass to build. And what you can't actually see is this little section right in the front right here is the command center, and there's 18 little computer displays that are angled up and sitting in there for me to use stuff with.
Nice.
And I had to build all of the plumbing, basically. All of the corners, you can see a little tan piece sticking out. There's a crank on the back that when you spin that, will spin all the propeller blades on the helicarrier. So I've had to put all the plumbing in place, for lack of a better term, to spin the blades on the helicarrier when I get there. Awesome. It's a very fun build, but I knew I was getting tired last night when I was looking for the same piece for about 10 minutes and couldn't find it when it was sitting there right in front of me. It was insanity. But that has been my fun project right now, and I'm happy to say that my love of LEGO seems to be spreading because Steve Boyd, a member of the network, he hosts Walking the Walking Dead with myself and Steve and John Drew, saw me post a picture of this and goes, "Oh my god, I have to get it." And I was able to tell him, "Oh, it's in the LEGO store now, you can go and buy it." So he's talking about maybe going to go buy one. But last night he posted a picture on Facebook. He goes, "This is my evening," and it was a picture of Captain America 1 on Blu-ray and the LEGO Assault on Avengers Tower set that just came out at the beginning of this month for the Age of Ultron. And he goes, "This is what I'm building." And when I woke up this morning, I saw he built the full LEGO set, and I was like, F yeah. There's nothing wrong with being a grown-ass man building Legos.
I miss Legos.
They're so much fun. This Lego set, the Helicarrier, it is really, really fun. It is almost 3,000 pieces. That is the problem with it. So I am literally less than halfway through. There are numbered bags in there. I think I just finished bag 5 last night. But the weird thing is there's like 3 bag 5s. So it was like 3 bags worth of stuff I had to dump out to do it. And it is really, really fun, but when you get tired, you will mess it up because you just start looking at the wrong stuff and you can't find pieces because you've got your hand sitting down on top of the table and you're covering up the piece with your hand and you're like, oh, god damn it, I've been building Legos too long. Because that's probably 4.5 to 5.5 hours worth of work, what you're seeing in that picture I shared.
I want to do more Legos. I like doing puzzle-type things.
I do, too. It's really fun. One of my buddies actually posted on Facebook. He goes, "How much have you had to drink while doing this?" I said, "None. It's really fun." And he goes, no. I didn't mean because building Legos is tedious. He goes, "Because I would want to drink beer while I'm doing it because I'm having fun."
Hell yeah.
I wish I just had the space for it. Like, I could do like little models here and there because I could fit them up on this ledge that's in my workspace, but... I can't. I don't actually have a place where I could put them.
The problem with this one, when it's done, is the helicarrier, I think, is something like 28 inches long, 29 inches long.
You should, like, glue it and then hang it from your ceiling.
There's no need to glue it. It's actually really stable, everything that's been in there. You can't see it in the pictures, but as you build walls, you're building support structures for those walls so everything holds up in there. It's a very, very stable build.
Nice.
It takes a combination of regular Lego pieces and the Technic pieces to build a solid skeleton. Been very impressed with it.
Nice. Awesome. Course, I mean, you could always hang it from your ceiling, you know?
For as much as the helicarrier cost, you better be impressed with it, because it was not a cheap Lego set, but it had to be had. Had to be had. So, Anthony, I know you probably haven't been working with Legos, but what have you been getting into, and what are you planning on getting into coming up?
Sadly, no Legos. I restarted my new workout program, so I...
got interrupted by Skynet!
The internet does not want him to talk about his workout program.
Damn it, and I'm cutting out again. And I'm getting up and starting this week, doing yoga 5 days a week in the mornings before I go to work. So that has sucked, but it's been fun because I feel better.
Are you doing DDP yoga? DDP yoga? No, that's not the right.
Yeah, Diamond Dallas Page yoga.
Yeah.
Bob Harper, Diamond Dallas Page. No, I have one of the videos of that, but I don't have the discs. I got Bob Harper's Biggest Loser Weight Loss Yoga, where Bob Harper yells at you, and he's a terrorist. It works really good.
Yay!
I started watching Vikings. I started watching Supernatural. And...
I gave up on Supernatural.
Oh, and I'm like 10 episodes into Californication. I've been watching that. That show is awesome. Because it's just Dave Duchovny being funny and boobs.
Boobs. Boobs.
And picked up another stack of comics, Ghost Rider 11, pretty good story. I'm just mad that Trad Moore left, so the artwork's not as cool. I think it ends next month. Rocket Raccoon's been awesome. I got 2 issues of that because I fell behind again. Jake Parker, who's done some awesome artwork online. that I follow became the artist after Scotty Young, so Scotty Young's still writing it. But yeah, fun, real fun story, real cool artwork. And then I noticed, yeah, this week I picked up, you know, 6 Marvel books, and 3 of them have Spider in the title, because that's nice. Basically the main reason I'm still reading Marvel. So Amazing Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2099, Spider-Gwen number 2, all fantastic books. Fucking Spider-Man 2099, poor Miguel O'Hara's fighting the Maestro, who, if people don't know, is the Hulk from Future Imperfect, where the Hulk got double blasted with gamma radiation again and killed everybody. So that's been a fun one. And then poor Peter Parker trying to deal with the problems at Parker Industries. Dan Slott's just the best writer ever. I love the guy.
I've been enjoying Amazing Spider-Man lately. I got caught up with the Spider-Verse stuff, and I was like, I really enjoyed this.
Do you like Superior Spider-Man yet?
Superior Spider-Man, I like the part he played in the Spider-Verse, but I am not a fan of the Superior Spider-Man. Looking back in time, I can say that the character was interesting, but it was not my Spider-Man. I much prefer Peter Parker, like I've said before, and I'm not going to go in that argument again.
Come on, that's a fun argument to reopen.
Yeah. Dan Slott rules. Yeah, that's about it. I finished my second Ninja Turtle drawing for my friend at work, and I have the third one drawn, and I have to ink that today, and then the only one I'll have left to draw is Wrath. So almost two-thirds of the way done with drawing the turtles that is I love because I'm getting paid for. And I'm sad because I'm not at LCTC this weekend, and all my awesome LOI buddies are there kicking ass and doing artwork. But thankfully, there's Twitter and Facebook, so I'm getting to see all the stuff they're doing.
Nice. So, looking in the chat right now, Dressman said Californication is actually a good, fun watch. I mean, it's not great, but it's better than 9 out of 10 of the sitcoms. So, there you go.
Nice. It is a fun show, and I love David Duchovny's character in it.
He also brings up, why is it that good comedies that actually make good creative points are on cable and have boobs? Not complaining, just asking. That's awesome. So I think that's going to wrap us up for episode 150. We talked about pizza, we talked about hamburgers, we talked about food, and we made fun of stuff. It's been a pretty productive day, I think.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Too productive. It's time for bed.
Before we leave, anyone who's watching live today or listens to the podcast on Sunday, the 15th, 7 p.m. tonight, we have the Art House Showdown. Art House Legends will be debating 2 movies, Galaxy Quest and Silent Running. It'll be a live Google Hangout. You can go to gunnageek.com/live, and you can go and watch this awesome, awesome experience.
Galaxy Quest forever!
I will be voting Galaxy Quest personally, because I heart Galaxy Quest. But
doesn't heart Galaxy Quest. Of
course. Galaxy Quest is the best Star Trek movie ever.
That's exactly what I've said before, too. So if you get the chance tonight and you want to see an intelligent, fun debate, the Art House Legends guys, they're very good when it comes to talking about movies. So go check it out. 7 p.m. tonight, gunnageek.com/live. It's going to be Galaxy Quest v. Silent Running.
Yeah,
Galaxy
yeah.
Quest. Galaxy Quest.
Anyways, so like I said, that's going to wrap us up for this week, unless you guys have any final thoughts for us. Knock, you got anything?
I did think of one thing.
Okay.
I'll be getting Mortal Kombat X, because on Friday the 13th they announced the new character added to the game, Jason Voorhees.
Oh, nice.
I gotta pee. Yeah.
Nike's gotta pee. Anthony's getting Mortal Kombat. And yep. I'm gonna edit a podcast today, because Skynet dislikes me. So
or Anthony.
Don't forget, guys, we stream live every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Do the math for all your other time zones from there. At live.attnpodcast.com. You can come and be a part of our peanut gallery, just like the Draftsman and SP have been this week. If you missed the live show and want to watch it later, don't worry. It's available over at attnpodcast.com or gunnageeknetwork.com. And just a side note, there's tons of other awesome podcasts over at gunnageeknetwork.com. So if you guys need some new nerdcasts to listen to, check it out. But that's going to wrap us up for this week, and we will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Robot penis.
Die, Skynet, die!
Thanks for tuning in to this brand new episode of All Things Good Nerdy on the Gunna Geek Podcast Network.
You can find ATGN in a variety of places. Some of those include our website at atgnpodcast.com or on certain apps like Stitcher Radio. In fact, we're even on Gunna Geek's main website at gunnageek.com/network, where you can find all things good and nerdy and all of the other shows that are part of the Gunna Geek Network family. If you want to get in touch with the show directly, don't forget you can use any of the social media methods like Facebook at facebook.com/allthingsgoodnerdy or Twitter at ATGNpodcast. That's not your cup of tea for getting in touch with us. Don't forget about the ATGN hotline at 304-806-ATGN. We check it each week, so leave us a message and we'll get back to you and put it on the show. That's going to wrap up another episode of All Things Good and Nerdy. Join the Atahay, Naki, and myself next week for an all-new live show at 11 a.m. Eastern Time at live.atgnpodcast.com. The music you've heard for both the intro and outro of this show were found on SoundCloud.com and are used in accordance with the Creative Commons licenses. Leaving Earth by Abandon All Hope is used as the outro of this show, and The Wind Waker by the Neskimos is used as the intro and slightly modified in both cases. To get links directly to these songs, go to atgnpodcast.com and check out the background music section.